Michigan age from 8 to 19, hail from diverse ethnic and socioeconomic backgrounds and truly represent a cross-section of the state. And whereas the program undoubtedly could not have achieved the success that it has today were it not for the service of its more than 30,000 volunteers who have given generously of their time, talents, energies, and resources to the youth of Texas. And whereas throughout its proud history, the 4-H program has developed positive role models for countless Texans through its innovative and inspiring programs, continues to build character and to instill the values that have made our state strong and great. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Jefferson County Commissioners Court hereby designates October the 2nd through the 8th, 2016, as National 4-H Week in Texas, and commend the 4-H Youth Development Program of the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service and the many men and women who have made this program a success. Signed on this day by the Jefferson County Judge and all four commissioners.
Thank you. make sure that it runs smooth. The things that we're going through right there, out there right now, to me, those numbers you quote was real good, but $2 million a year in subsidies, the facility is basically run down. We need to, at some point in time, do what's right for the taxpayers of Jefferson County. And I totally disagree with you. I'd say that some individuals out there have done a good job, but as far as, and as far as the company being the number one, they said a lot of things. I can go back and bring you the forms that they showed then, what they would do. Those things haven't been done. And overall, what I'm hearing, strong sounds from the community. It's been a lot of fuzzy math, and it's time for us to make a change. So I'm moving in that direction myself.
I couldn't disagree more than fuzzy math. There's been some intimations to the media that somehow we've been kept in the dark about financial dealings out there. Yes, we get monthly audited reports. We get an annual audit. We know exactly what's going on. If we read our audits, we know exactly what's going on.
I read it very close,
from a financial perspective. I'll let you finish. And there's also a lot of misinformation. People think that this is a profit center. You go find any one public entertainment facility in this country that runs profitably, and we'll need to figure out what they're doing. But, you know, Reliant Park, Minuteman Park, all those public facilities, they all depend on taxpayer funding for their operations. They don't make money. I don't know of any public entertainment facilities that make money. I found one in Idaho that had one year where it was in the black.
Yes.
So this trying to tell the public that somehow this thing can run without a county subsidy was something that may have been said at the time that it was proposed to be built, but it's not in line with economic reality and not the case across the United States.
All those things you said are fine, but the realistic thing is we have gone from one point to another point and it's still at the same point. We, the taxpayers of Jefferson County, continue to subsidize way more than we should. And yes, you're right. I read the budget, and the budget read, you want me to read the quote from the last one we had? Every time we get it, it says, not as much as we should have lost, but we still lost. I said, Judge, all I'm saying is that at some point in time, this court has to make realistic decisions. We get hot tax every year for them. We're getting hot tax up to $3 million through the inception, and probably going to be $4 or $5 million before it's over. I don't have a problem with that. But at some point in time, we have to make some prudent decisions to move it forward. And right now, it's not moving forward.
Well, I think it has. I think the numbers I quoted show that there have been, since John took over as general manager, that there have been improvements in operations, both on the expense side and on the revenue side. I also hate to continue to
that the reason why the last time it came up, you kind of pushed to make sure we kept them?
Well, we've had
the time I've been here. We've never had anybody else make an offer to manage the facility. The last time we went out for RFP, we didn't have any responses other than from SMG, so I didn't push it in last time.
We gave it the two proposals for, that came back with the best and final for SMG. Their first one was 2.5% of
my best at fighting. And something that, you know, as I prayed and thought about it, that came to mind is that, as I said, as a coach, I've used two analogies, one already, and I'm dehydrated and you bring me a cup of water. Had SMG brought that best and final last year, year before last, someone that visited me said, why would they renegotiate in the middle of a contract? Happens all the time. Because the county was suffering. Because the county employees wasn't benefiting from that subsidy. So the way I feel about it now is that we as a county with SMG, we're dehydrated and now they won't give us a cup of water. I do not support keeping them. It's not about John. Matter of fact, I asked the new company would they entertain keeping the employees, that all those that are not
find somebody else. But, you know, as long as SMG has had 15 years to make a name for themselves, and again, reiterating the numbers that Patrick has shared with us, say that they're the best option at this point. But I know from public sentiment, for the most part, the general public says it's time for a change. I ran on a campaign that it's time for a change when I won election year. I'm saying it's time for a change, and that's the only reason that I'm giving at this point to go with Spector.
Second.